بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We read the riwayat al-hadith where the army will advance on Kaaba Sharif to destroy it, but then Allah Ta'ala will make the earth swallow it up before it reaches there. And then the various valuable points that were mentioned, that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was very surprised at this, that how will the innocent people who will be there, how will they also be swallowed up? And then what the hadith narrates to us is that according to a people's intentions, they will be resurrected. From there also we learn that results are not in this world, but results are in the year after. A few points with regard to this hadith. One is that it is narrated by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, but she is referred to here as Umme Abdullah. And she had no children, but she's referred to as the mother of Abdullah. This was a kunyat, a nickname that Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave her, that her sister Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha had a son Abdullah. So by that name, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to call her in fondness and in love, Umme Abdullah. However, she had no children. Then the other thing that I referred to in this hadith is that one should be mindful of the company and friends, because their influence has an impact upon a person. So those people who were just with that army, though their intention was not to destroy the Kaaba, but just being with them, that was also sufficient for them to be destroyed. So we also have to be careful which places we frequent. Places of vice, places of sin, we should avoid all those places. And whose company we keep, on who does Allah's azab comes down. We should be also very careful. Sometimes our friendship with non-believers is so great that even at the time of funerals, they come and they attend our funerals. And they are present there at the funerals, and this is not at all becoming for Muslims, that they have non-Muslims and they have so close ties to them. We have business relations with non-Muslims, we have political associations with non-Muslims, we have our other needs, etc. But as Muslims, we should know our limits, and we should keep it to those limits, and these things should not go more beyond that. They should be kept within their limits, and that is permitted in Sharia, that for our necessities, for our business, etc., for our other day-to-day needs, we have to keep contact with non-Muslims. But it should not go to that extent that they come so close that they are in weddings also. And more serious than wedding matters is our funeral matters, that they are present there at the funeral, and the burial also they are present. Those things we should be very careful upon. One often commits actions that he would not commit while alone. A person, because of company that a person is with, many times a person does things which he will not do on his own. And this is what happens in riots, etc. A person on his own would not have done that, but just in that mood, that riot mood that is created, many a person does things that he would not normally commit. So we should see with who we associate. There are many things that we would not say, we would not do. But when we are in the wrong company, in the wrong place, with the wrong people, then we fall prey to that. It is famous of peer pressure, which our children suffer from at schools, etc. And we also, if with the people we associate with, and they have that control over our lives, then they make us do things, we subconsciously start doing things which we would not normally do. According to the teachings of this hadith, merchants and traders should constantly reflect whether their association with sinners is purely for trade and necessity, or whether it is needlessly assisting in their transgression. When we have, today we have various traders associations also. We have to attend various meetings for that also. Professionals have to attend all types of meetings also with other people. In all this, we have to keep in mind that we are Muslims, and we should keep all these things to the extent and to the limit of necessity, and not that we transgress that bounds and we become so friendly with those people, we start socializing with them, we are now inviting them to our homes, they invite us to their homes, with non-Muslims, with Hindus many times. Now they are sending food to our houses also. We are becoming very close to them. These are things that we should be very careful. As indeed this hadith that we had read, that those people who are not really with those people, as far as the action of destroying the Kaaba, but just outwardly they were with, they got destroyed also. So, and in the after year after, Allah Ta'ala will differentiate. But just destruction in this world is no small thing also. It is also a big thing. So we should be very careful about all this. Muhallab radiallahu rahmatullah alayhi said, one who joins the sinners by choice and increase their numbers, thereby invites punishment upon himself. And we should also see all the sporting events that we go and take part in also. We go and spectate it. Whether we go physically on the grounds and spectate the sports, etc. Or whether we are watching it on TVs, etc. However it is related, we are becoming part of those things. And all this, the haram that takes place there, places where wine is drunk, alcohol is consumed, various other type of sins are committed openly and flagrantly, and we are part and parcel of that. And in fact, forget with non-Muslims, today in our own gatherings, whether it is especially wedding gatherings, social functions, whether it is family get-togethers today, on what basis are we getting together, and all the wrong that is taking place, the haram, and we are part and parcel of that, the music, the intermingling of the sexes, the photography, the videoing, all the haram that takes place, and we are part and parcel of that. We are according in the light of this hadith, we should be very careful of all these matters. May Allah guide us towards righteousness and to understand our deen properly and not take our deen just lightly and think that we're just getting away with everything and we're just doing as we want to and as we think is prudent and is advisable at that time. But actually we should see what does Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach us and what do they want us. May Allah guide us. Many times in these things our thinking becomes very blurred and we regard that blurred thinking as very bright thinking. And we thinking that we doing the right things, but we are involved in lot of wrong things. And Allah is watchful and we are answerable finally only to Allah Ta'ala.